The Kurim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Masechet Midos Bavli Daf Lamed Hei, the beginning Yerushalmi and Daf Yud Beis Medavas at the Mishnah. Acholil Makel Pnehem Ad Shehin Magim Harbayis Higul Harbayis Afilu Agrifat Hamelech Noito Hasal Al Kseifoi Benichnas Ad Shemagia Lazor. Mishnah says that the flute played in front of them until they reached Harbayis. When they reached Harbayis, even Agrifat Hamelech takes the basket on his shoulder and enters until he reaches the Azor. The Dibru Halavim Bashir Amim Hashem Kizidisani was Machta Oyvaili. The Levim sang the song from the in Tehillim Lamed Pasuk Beis, I will exalt you, Hashem, because you have raised me up, and my enemies did not rejoice in me. Hagoyz lois shal gabe hasalim hayu oilois amash shibiyodam lois nimukahanim. The chicks on the basket were offered for oilois, and what was in their hand they give to the kahanim. Yene hasal kseif oi koyre miagad yayem la Hashem lekecha ad shu goyme palatarsha. When the basket is still on his shoulder, he recites from the Pasuk, today I have told Hashem, my God, until he finishes the entire parsha. If you don't aim at Arami Avid Avi, he get Arami Avid Avi, Mayrit Hassal, Menaksefei, Varachzai, Besusaysov, the Koyim, Maniach, Esyodai, Tachtov, Menifoi, Menarami Avid Avi, Achu Koyre, Eskola Parsha. But it just says that it's on his shoulder until the Pasuk Arami Avid Avi, he takes the basket down, holds it by the brim, and the Kohen puts his hand underneath and waves it. He then recites from Arami Avid Avi until he recites the entire parsha. He places it down to the side of the Mizbeach, bows, and leaves. Initially, everyone who knew how to read, recite, he recited. Everyone who did not know how to recite, they were makwili, someone said the word, and he repeated after them in front of him. Nimnu Milahavi Eskinu Shuk Makrin Esmishu Yodea Vesmishu Eni Yodea. Those who didn't know refrained from bringing. They enacted to be makrin for one who knows and one who doesn't know. Ashirim Mevim Espikurehem Vakalsa Shokese Vashazav Ahanim Mevim Oisam Vasalin Etsarim Shalarava Klufim Vasalim Vabikurim Netonim Lekahanim. The rich bring Bikurim in baskets of gold and silver and take back the baskets afterwards. The poor bring in wicker baskets of peeled willow branches, and the baskets and the kurim are given to the kahanim. The Gemara says, "Vehuna Alma Kilim Asnisen V'Lokach Hakoyim Atem Liyadecha." Vehuna said that our mission should say, and the kohen will take the basket from his hand, from your hand, and afterwards the Levim say, "Yitzan Etani Machalef Kedei Lesmeich Matan LeMatan." Some switch the order in order that one gift will be next to another. Tani of Yosi lehayu nesnim et agoyiz leif agabi asalim shlo yinavlu habikurim el atayla isam chutz v'salim. The Bible says from of Yosi that they didn't put the chicks in the baskets lest they sally the bikurim. Rather, he hangs them outside the baskets. Now we skip the next line and a half. It should say Rav Huna bari hanocha mau shetate nimachsei zman. Rav Huna asked, does hanocha permit nimachsei zman, means if he bought them before shuris and didn't do hanocha after shuris? Abu Matanya had the tema, which a chazar, but not lam, Abu Hayu, the Makaimam, which a kanicham pain. Abu Matanya answered that this question is when he returned and took them, but if they were there in their place, it is if he placed them now. Now we go with Tani, Chad Sav, Koimi, Rabbi Zeira, Chuze, Legadzi Ayom. One elder taught in front of Rabbi Zeira that after Shurus, he returns to recite from the Pasuk Legadzi Ayom. And we go with Fachiyesh, Adam, Magid, Chuze, Magid. The Gemara asked, does one declare and return and declare? And I should say, Kaimuna kva higadzi. He means, I already declared. Rabbi Yona boy hanichem balayla. Rabbi Yona asked, if he did hanocha at night, what's the law? Tanya manichem v'keren dremis ma'arovis. Advice the teacher that one places them at the southwest corner. And I should say, Tanya lifnei Hashem yochol b'ma'arov. So we have a source from a Baisa suggesting perhaps Lifnei Hashem teaches the Hanachas in the West. Amar Loma, we should say Lifnei Mizbeach. We reject that because the Pasuk says Lifnei Mizbeach, which is in the south where the ramp is. Lifnei Mizbeach, we should say Yochav Adorin. Perhaps Lifnei Mizbeach is in the south. Amar Loma Lifnei Hashem, because it says Lifnei Hashem, which means the West. Haketzad, and we go with Maniche Bekayim Dremis Ma'arovis. How do we resolve this? He puts it by the southwestern corner. Tani ein ania ela mipi acher. The Gemara asks, and the Baisa, ania, is only answering to another person's words, and this implies that the Torah obligates this. Amish implies that they enacted it to be makri only because people who didn't know refrained from bringing it. And the Gemara says it was enacted not only due to the people who didn't know, rather they also found the support to be makri from the phrase Varnisa Varmalta. Rabbi Yona boy, Maula Aviyam Betanchuyim Shal Kesev, Vienna asked, may one bring Bikurim in silver plates? Rabbi Yona Aviyam Yachadama Machseh Mana. Rabbi Yona Aviyam one of them made a translator who said, Mana, the Targum of Hatene, return and translate it correctly because Mana connotes any Kli and not only a basket. Machonama Machseh Petirim im Yakunim, that Ama Petirim im Muruim, Vliadinan Man Amada or Man Amada. And the other one of Rabbi Yona Aviyam made a person return for saying Patirim im Yarkonim, which is the Targum of Umatis am Moroim, because it connotes any bit of vegetable, even if it's not called Moro Stam. And he made him say Patirim im Moroim. We don't know who said this, and who said this statement. Nadaama Vyena Maura Viam Betanchuyim Chokesev, Havyaimadama, the Machsemana, the Ama Sala. So we can infer that since Rabbi Yona asked, may one bring in a silver plate, it shows that he said to return the one who said mana and told him to say sala, a basket. And if he held that tenor is any kli, he would have had no suffix about a plate. And I should say, Rebbe Pinchas Amar Machse Fatime Vene Torim Di Amar Tor Bal Turi, the Gesa. Pinchas told the person to return for saying Fatime Vene Torim for the Targum of Par Ben Bakar, even though Par is big. This is not its translation, and to say instead, Tor Ba Teiri.